Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey folks, what's up? Dan Bach here, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. On a Wednesday, a nice evening slate for us in Major League Baseball, so we're firing up the pod and hopefully giving you a few bits of information and kind of talking about the strategy it might take to win in Daily Fantasy here tonight. So that's what's on tap for us. Thanks to Fantasy Draft, don't forget about them. Make sure you head on over there, make that deposit. We got the golf tournament coming up in Ohio. I got a fire over there on Fantasy Draft. Love the setup. Lowest score is dropped, so therefore one guy doesn't make the cut. You're not drawing dead. Now you lose multiple guys. Might be a little bit tougher to win those GPPs, but also a fun setup for baseball as well. Infield, outfield, and utility, so therefore a lot of flexibility. Don't have to rely on stacking necessarily to be winning your tournament, so I like him over there. Check him out. Great sponsors of this podcast, and hopefully you give them a chance to earn your business. Also, thank you, and you should check out Buffalo Wild Wings. Great place for lunch. And, of course, they've got something new happening over there. They like to go overboard with their limited-time offerings, and they can't help themselves. So take a look at their new signature sampler. For $15, you get wings, three shareable options like fried pickles, cheese curds, and then there's their aptly named over-the-top nachos. Literally, a mountain of crispy tortilla chips loaded up with your choice of pulled pork or honey barbecued grilled chicken. Sounds good. Jalapenos and more. Top it off with their new platinum margarita. Go overboard with them today at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, available for a limited time only while supplies last. Please drink responsibly. All right, let's get to DFS for you tonight. Pretty kind of straightforward slate in one regard, and that's, you know, we've got Coors Field, we've got a terrible pitcher in Coors Field, and we're probably going to see a lot of runs. We saw a big, you know, showing from that offense yesterday. I think a lot of people are going to go back to the well here today, looking at, you know, some of the early optimal lineups in Coors Field is certainly a focus. But the interesting thing about this slate, with it being a quote-unquote Coors slate, is we do have Max Scherzer on the mound. Now, obviously, his last start was good, but it wasn't like 30, 40 DraftKings fan draft points good. It was, you know, he ended up getting the win. He had, what, four strikeouts, did give up four earned runs. But you know what? It's impossible to be great every single start. Eventually, it's going to catch up with him, but still the most dominating pitcher in the league this season and can easily have a huge game once again here against a Baltimore offense, which isn't particularly great. So he's on the mound today. Otani's on the mound today. James Paxton against a strikeout-prone team in Texas is on the mound today. And then, of course, we have some value town starting pitchers for us to talk about. So, like, I think it's interesting. Like, sometimes the double payup is the way to go, especially when you got a guy like Scherzer and Paxton and, you know, Otani. These guys have been super steady, super consistent, and it's a great floor to get. But the problem is you're going to have to sacrifice some bats with out there in Coors to do that. Now, you do have a handful of cheaper backs out there in Coors today, potentially. I mean, obviously, we don't have the lineups at, you know, 10 o'clock this morning. But, you know, there's a chance we could get a Ian Desmond under 4K. We could get a Chris Iannetta at 3,600. You got a Noel Cuveas at 3,200, maybe batting second. So there's definitely an opportunity for you to still get some bats in, but are you going to get Arenado in versus a lefty at 5,400 with those guys? Probably not. You're going to get Story in at 4,800 with those top two pitchers? Definitely not. So it kind of goes around which way you want to build it. So let's get into it here. Again, I'm not going to dwell too much on Max Scherzer. He is an outstanding player, and 13.9 is a huge number. And honestly, if there was not a value town pitcher that I love today, I'd probably strike him out altogether. But I think that there is, you know, a guy that we can look at in the 7K range that will give you, what, $3,600 per position. Still probably not going to get Arenado into that lineup. But, you know, and I think that's where more people are going to go down to, like, a guy like Paxton or a guy like Otani with a value starting pit or with a value starting pitcher in the second spot, because that leaves you at about $3,600 or $3,900 per position. So I think it gets you one or two more Coors bats by not playing Scherzer. So I think we're going to get real low ownership, because I think people are going to look at Paxton and Otani and say to themselves, you know what, those guys are really good, and they're like 2,000 cheaper. $2,700 cheaper. So therefore, you know, look at the upgrades we can get on bat. So I think we're going to get incredibly low ownership on Scherzer. And I pretty much agree with that mentality of not playing him in cash games because of the upgrade you get in bats. But I do think in tournaments, you know, if one of those guys definitely flame out, you're going to get Scherzer at pretty darn low ownership. And it also is going to really be a unique build, because everybody's going to go to Coors today in tournaments, and rightfully so. It's a good spot. It's a bad pitcher. I get it. But if you want to play the game theory side of things and you know, not play a stack that's going to be super chalky, well, you can do it with one of the best pitchers in the league. So I think there's that to consider. Now, Paxton and Otani, I got to give the edge to Paxton today with this matchup versus Texas. You know, it feels like minimum 8 strikeouts for him tonight. I'll be curious to see what the Vegas prop checks in at. But he's had some outstanding games so far this year. A 38, 36, 46, 44 in a bunch of games in the 20s. So I'm not worried about him one bit. Vegas has him installed as a super strong favorite again today. And Matt Moore is pitching on the other side. So, you know, in terms of picking up those couple of extra win points, feel pretty likely we're going to see that, you know, pan out. So Paxton, probably your top choice at starting pitcher today. I don't hate Otani at all against Detroit. Again, this guy's been super safe here lately in terms of his pitching production. And, you know, the price on him is a little bit cheaper than Paxton. If I'm picking between both those, I think I'd probably give the edge to Paxton. Now, if you wanted to play both of them, that would leave you at about $3,387 per position left. And just, you know, for the sake of the argument, let's throw like a $2,600, you know, pitcher out or catcher out there today. So it leaves you about $3,500 per position. So I think, like, if you're going to pay up today too, and I think this is more around going back to why I think Scherzer's probably going to have like maybe under 10% ownership today in tournaments, is because if you're going to go double spend, it's probably just going to be Paxton and Otani and not Scherzer and one of those other two guys. Cause it's, you know, the amount of upgrade you get is so impressive. So, you can do that in cash games, but for me, you know, I think starting pitcher two, Ross Stripling's going to be a tough guy not to play here today. You look at his strikeouts, 12, 6, 7 over his last three starts against San Diego, Washington, and Cincinnati. He gets Philadelphia today. I mean, over 30 DraftKings points in each of the last two starts. He's been super steady. 6 innings pitched in each of those two games. And another, you know, strong Vegas favorite today out there against this Phillies team. Minus 182, the implied run total for the Phillies at 3.18, and he's only 7,300. Like, I feel like his price should have been about like 8,700 potentially. And, you know, it's cheaper on DraftKings than it is on FanDuel. That's all you really need to know. So, again, I think he is going to be probably the mega chalk on this slate. If, you know, we saw last night, you know, Kenta Maeda get banged up a little bit. And, you know, if you faded that, pretty good spot. If you're playing the, you know, game theory fading to chalk, you know, here's an opportunity to potentially fade the chalk and maybe not get off those Colorado bats, because I think that ultimately that's going to be the build. The build is going to be going with Stripling and probably James Paxton and then loading up with a bunch of Colorado Rockies bats. And I mean, you know, just looking at the first build that we have out here, Iannetta, Desmond, Arenado, Story, and Noel Cuevas. All those guys in your lineup with Paxton and Stripling. I feel like a lot of people are going to go that route. And again, in cash games, it's probably the safe route to go. And I don't really worry too much about what other people are doing in cash games. But in GPPs, like, I think like you're going to have to find some unique ways to make that build. And coming off of Stripling is probably the best way to do it. Where do we go there? It's tough. Musgrove looked pretty good in his first start. He gets the Cubs today. And I did hit on the Cubs, putting up a pretty big number yesterday. I don't mind him today at 6,900, but I usually not an offense I'm overly excited to pick on. And I just don't know if he can do much better than we saw in that previous start. 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 7 strikeouts. Again, a lot of times with starting pitchers, first time out, there's not a lot of film on them. They're not familiar with, what he throws. Now that's going to be revealed a little bit more after this first start. But I don't hate him as a pivot. Jose Urena against San Diego. I don't really love Urena. I don't think he's a great pitcher. But we do have some K upside here against an offense that's just not very good. At 7 strikeouts, 5 strikeouts, 6 strikeouts, 6 strikeouts. That's 4 of his last 5 starts. He's hit 5 strikeouts or more. And at 6,300, I can get behind that in a good pitcher's ballpark out there in San Diego. So it pains me to quote-unquote tout him today, but I think that's about as low as I can really go today in terms of wanting to play one of those guys. And then we got Jose Tejeron, who is definitely has some risk to him. Last start versus the Mets, though, 29 DraftKings points, gave you 6 strikeouts in 7 innings, only gave up 2 hits, just a great performance for him there. And then the start prior to that versus the Mets gave you almost 25 fantasy points with 6 strikeouts and 4 hits allowed, no earned runs. So in this 2 starts versus this team this year, borderline dominant. I feel like this price might be a little bit too low on him at 7,600. A home game that's not a great pitcher's environment out there in Atlanta, but I'm pretty sure Tejeron has. I'll have to look at that up in terms of home road splits. I want to say he's better at home, but either way, you got to think he's going to be confident in this matchup going against the Mets, who he's really done well against so far this season. Now, you do have the lefty bats of Conforto and Bruce and Cabrera that are not ideal because he does struggle versus that handedness, but I think he's a good pivot because I think most people are going to go to Stripling down here instead of looking to Tejeron, and he's minus 140 favorite, not great, but definitely has shown some upside, flashed some upside from time to time. And then the last name to talk about here is Fernando Romero for the Minnesota Twins. He's another guy who, from a strikeout perspective, every start but one, he's had 5 strikeouts or more. Milwaukee, he only managed 2 in 5 innings. Otherwise, it's been 5, 9, 6, and 7. Kansas City, not a big strikeout team, but certainly a team that, not a whole lot of big bats in this lineup from top to bottom. I mean, Jay, Merrifield, Moustakas, Perez, Soler, Dozier, Gordon, Escobar, Torres. That lineup doesn't really scare me much at all. Probably going to be a bullpen game for Kansas City, I believe, with Brad Keller. Although, Keller, I don't think, I'm pretty sure, he's definitely a bullpen arm. So, Minnesota, pretty decent, strong road favorite here at minus 139 tonight against the Royals. So, another name that I don't mind. So, I think Stripling, though, is going to come in as chalk. Those are your pivots, and I think you could actually take Ohtani. Again, if you want to play the game theory, I think Ohtani's going to have half the ownership of Paxton, who I believe will be the mega chalk tonight, probably rightfully so in that matchup. All right, let's head on over to the position-by-position breakdown, and we'll try and find you a little bit of value today and mix it up, knowing what you might, the way you might want to build your lineups and the way that other people are probably going to build their lineups today. Chris Iannetta, he is probably going to be the top option on the board today, the number one plate IQ ranking at catcher, and a guy who 344 WOBA, 189 ISO, gets Derek Holland, who is just awful, gives up a ton of home runs going into Coors Field. I mean, this feels like absolute chalk city there in Chris Iannetta, so I don't have a problem with that matchup today one bit, but I also think, like, that is going to be where we see heavy, heavy ownership. I think Yasmani Grandal at just 200 more versus Eflin is kind of an interesting option for us. Bat's in a good spot. The price is below 4K, so I think he is on the radar. And then Wilson Ramos at 3.3 against Sean Manea. Not really a a pitcher who we need to pick on. He's been pretty decent so far this season. But, you know, you've also got a 343 weighted OBA, 171 ISO in the last 105 at-bats against lefties for Ramos. So that is the handedness split that he prefers. And he and Mike Zunino, the other option, you know, we love him versus lefties. Matt Moore is terrible. It feels like a spot for him to potentially crush. You're talking about an isolated power of 244, monster number for him versus lefties. So definitely take note of him. If you want to go down to Buster Posey at 44 and get some Coors exposure, I get it, but he is awfully pricey at 4,400. You're going to have to probably be punting a couple of pitcher spots to fit him in, but had a home run out there last night. So catcher, pretty straightforward for us here today. Moving on to first base. Again, Desmond going out to Coors at 3,900. I'm fine with that. But Matt Adams for me against David Hess is a guy that I'm absolutely loving here tonight. Hess, let's break down the old plate IQ for him today. And it hasn't been particularly pretty for him. 4.15 wOBA, a 2.07 isolated power allowed to left-handed hitters. And literally, like, between lefties and righties, and again, I have to check the sample size on this one, but 45% of the batted ball events have left with a 95 mile per hour or greater exit velocity. So some really well hit baseballs against him. You look at this K rate, you know, versus lefties, it's at 15% with a walk rate of 12%, meaning he's at the very least falling behind hitters. That's not what you really want. I mean, Bryce Harper is an excellent option today, every night. But Adams, you know, some of those days where you look for those lefties, love them today. I think Washington put some numbers up tonight. And love me some Matt Adams, one of my top first base plays on the slate. And Cody Bellinger's been pretty much a disappointment this year by, you know, his standards, by what we've seen since the last couple of since we saw last season. And, I mean, he's only got one hit in his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, last six games, he's only got one hit in his favor. Eflin, definitely a guy who I could see things maybe turning in his favor here tonight. You know, looking at some of the numbers on Eflin, the numbers versus lefties are beyond dreadful. I mean, 378 wOBA, 275 ISO, a 15% K rate. Again, 40% of hits going at an exit velocity of 95%, all available in our plate IQ tool. I mean, I feel like this is an excellent spot, you know, for him to potentially get right. You know, our plate IQ rating at 63 is a really solid number on him. So I think all the lefties are guys you have to consider. And Bellinger, probably not going to drive much ownership at all because, well, you know, he's had such a disappointing season. So him, and if you want to go even cheaper, Max Muncy at 3.8K, the highest plate IQ premium score we have on the slate today at 69 at first base. So that definitely is a guy that you can look at. Now, if you want to spend up and you need to be around that 3K mark at first base, I think we can look to Luis Valbuena versus Michael Fiers today at 3K. Had a homer last night, and Michael Fiers, you know, not a good pitcher at all. And we've seen Anaheim bats get a little bit hot here lately. So I think he's popping a little bit for me. Even Albert Pujols as well, you know, same team at 3.3K. Matt Olson against Nathan Eovaldi, I don't hate it. Eovaldi, I don't think he's going to pitch very deep in that game. He's 3.7. Probably would prefer Ryan Healy. He gets the Matt Moore matchup today. Seattle should be in a really nice spot against Matt Moore. 3.3K, you know, probably batting in that, 5-6 hole potentially tonight. Think he makes a great, great option. All right, moving on. Second base here today. Plate IQ really likes his Drubal Cabrera. At 3.9, I'm not in love with that salary that we have on him today. But I guess it could work. I mean, I'd probably rather go down. We saw Ian Kinsler with a big bomb. He hasn't had a lot of those so far this season, but did go 3 for 3, and he's, what, 2,600 on FanDuel, 31 on DraftKings, 56 on Fantasy Draft. Again, trying to find some value here at this position. Brian Dozier put up a dog game for me yesterday. You know, again, gets this bullpen game potentially here with Keller. He's fine, but 4K, there's not a lot of meat on that bone, but certainly the price has kind of come up a little bit. Starlin Castro could be a guy to look at tonight. Not great on the umpire front. Looks like an extreme pitcher's umpire today, but not really excited about Clayton Richard at all as a pitcher, and he's only 3.4K for us. The matchup Woba is really solid at a 324 clip, and that basically factors in the hitter's Woba versus handedness and the pitcher's Woba versus handedness, and that gives us, you know, matchup Woba. And he is, 348 weighted OBA against lefties, so Castro's fine. You know, the best spend up maybe Albies today. Again, matchup Woba is huge number today at 463, and he is really raked, a 278 ISO and 150 at bats against lefties today, and he gets Vargas, who's somehow was an all-star last year. Can't really figure out how that happened, but somehow he was. So this is a spot it's kind of tough. I mean, if you wanted to get super cute, you could go down to Gordon Beckham at 2.7. He gets a cake matchup versus Matt Moore, but Gordon Beckham has pretty much been washed for a long time, so I'm not overly excited about that one. So yeah, I might just... And then Zach Cozart, and that's probably maybe the cash game play today at 3.2 against Fires. Going to bat leadoff. He's fine. No problem potentially going there here as well. Could get you a handful of points tonight. All right, moving on to third base. Nolan Arenado against Derek Holland. I mean, we've got a plate ice Q score 76. That's a monster number for him, and I think it makes a lot of sense. If you can fit him into your lineup, you probably should. This, you know, I feel like there's a better, pretty good chance he's going to hit a home run tonight. So Nolan Arenado, definitely fine option for us today. And I'm not worried about lefty on lefty for Kyle Seager today. Going against Matt Moore, he's fine in that handedness split. The matchup Woba comes in, pretty solid today at a 403 number there. So absolutely a guy to look at. And same with Mark Reynolds. Again, if you really want to take Washington, and I have no problem with that at all, you know, Reynolds is a guy that we can absolutely look at. Not a really cheap price tag there at 4K. So that's the kind of problem that we run into with him, but definitely a matchup that he should be able to do well with. Let's see. Luis Valbuena, another, again, back third base eligible for you at 3K. He kind of works a tad bit today. Let's see. Max Muncy, already talked about him, making a lot of sense tonight. Miguel Sano, again, I expected him to have a better game than he had yesterday. Didn't quite get it done. Still one of the better hitters we've got in the league. 4,100, though, on DraftKings. I don't know. I mean, probably not looking there in cash games tonight just based on the way this build is coming together. That's probably it. Yeah, probably just paying up at this position today. Or if you're looking to save, again, if you're double spend, then keep it around one of those Angels. Cozart, Valbuena, both with third base eligibility for you today. Okay, at shortstop, again, back to Coors, Trevor Story versus a lefty. That is the split that we want. Matchup Woba comes in at 392. You know, the weighted OBA over the last two seasons for him versus lefties is 422 and an isolated power of 361. That is big, big numbers there. So Trevor Story definitely checking the boxes for us today. Trey Turner, if you're on Washington like I am today, you know, getting him as a pivot off of Story makes some sense at 4.7. Pretty fine in the matchup versus righties. 346 Woba for him, but price-wise, pretty expensive. You're just basically crossing your fingers and hoping you get some deep fly balls instead of home runs against Derek Holland tonight in Coors Field. The pay-up on pitching options for us today, again, if you're going, you're spending up at that position, Over at shortstop, we've got, let's see, the guys who are popping for us here on this line. I've got Yadier Rivera. I have no idea who this guy really is, but he came up on one of the optimals that I ran regarding him at third base at just 2,600. But again, that would be a monstrous punt against Clayton Richard and a guy who's really, really bad. So that's the risk of trying to run a Max Scherzer lineup. You're stuck with guys like him, which are not particularly good. Daniel Robertson potentially could be an option for us today. He comes in at 3.6. Again, just trying to find some plays for you that, you know, fit that fair and balanced lineup. But, you know, this, I think we're going to see so heavy of ownership on Story because of the reasons kind of talking about here. There's not a whole lot for us to pivot to at this position. If you're not playing Urena, you get Freddie Galvis at 2.7, betting sixth potentially. I think you could do a little bit worse than him in tournaments today. And yeah, that's what I got. You know, Gene Segura, but he's 4,600. But great matchup versus Matt Moore for him today. Nice game for him yesterday. Okay, out in the outfield, yeah, we've got, you know, certainly some guys that we need to look at tonight. Coors Field, Desmond, Cuveas, you want to play Charlie Blackman, fine, play those guys, they're good. But Jock Peterson at 3.2K, if he's leading off today versus Eflin, we talked about those splits versus lefties and how bad they are, that puts him squarely in cash game playable spot for us tonight. Matt Joyce versus Eovaldi at 3.1K. I'm trying to find some value for you. I think he definitely could fit the bill a little bit tonight at that price point. We've got Jay Bruce and Conforto, 3.4 and 3.8. Again, I am a bit of a fan of using Teheran, but if you're not playing Teheran, his struggles came versus lefties. So if you want to play those guys, you can, but not a lot of success so far, I believe, this season for them in that matchup. Andrew McCutchen, 3,900. I mean, John Gray, again, we haven't talked a lot about the Giants, but they are in Coors Field as well, and Gray has, you know, kind of been hit or miss so far this season, so he's only 3,900. Nelson Cruz, you know, if he could fit a couple of Coors bats and Cruz out there versus a lefty and Matt Moore. We saw him homer yesterday. They do come in chunks for him, and, you know, that is the handedness matchup that we look for, no doubt about it. Let's see if there's anybody else that's popping for me. I already talked about Matt Adams. Probably would rather him at first base, but definitely a guy that we can look at. A few other outfielders. He talked about Jock. Justin Upton, 4K today. I think he'll get some low ownership, but I can get behind this matchup versus Michael Fire. So if you want to maybe mini Anaheim stack, you got those cheap infielders and Cozart, Kinsler, Valbuena. You got Upton there at 4K. It's pretty pricey. I don't think a lot of people will go there today, but, you know, not a particularly bad matchup for us there. So, yeah, I think those are most of the names that I am looking to play in my lineups tonight. So quick recap, we'll give you the stacks as well. You know, obviously Coors makes sense, no doubt about it. I think Washington, for me, an off-the-board stack tonight going against David Hess. I think the Angels against Michael Fiers. I mean, 5.34 implied run total for them today. That's a lot for the Angels. So, interesting. Maybe an option for us to go there today. And then I think the Dodgers, kind of interesting versus Eflin. You know, not a great hitter's ballpark, but we've got lefties in Peterson, Muncy, Bellinger. You can throw Grandal in there. You can get four pretty good lefty bats there against Eflin, who's been awful against that handedness. So, and then obviously Seattle against Matt Moore, kind of a no-brainer. I don't know if I love that team as a stack because they're really priced up in a lot of spots, but as one-offs, whether it's a Nelson Cruz or even a Kyle Seager, Ryan Healy, Mitch Haniger, I'm fine with that. I don't know if I want to quite stack them up there against Moore, but just because of the price we have to pay on those players. But There you go. That's the baseball rundown for you here on Wednesday. Good luck in your contest. Check out our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Have some lunch over at Buffalo Wild Wings. And coming up tomorrow, we've got some exciting stuff. Be on the lookout for that. We got a new game style, a new platform for you to check out, Single Game Fantasy. So more details coming on a podcast episode later today on Roto Grinders. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, if you've got feedback, you know where to find us. On Twitter, it's at Dan_Bach. I promise you, no extra burner accounts for me. Nuh-uh. Just one. Dan_Bach. That's it. And if you've got anything else that you're curious about, issues with the site, always reach out to support. Ross and his team do a wonderful job. We do the best we can on helping you guys out. So support at rotogrinders.com. And as always, premium content, 7-day free trial. Check it out. You get to try it before you buy it. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm out of here for today. Checking back in with you again tomorrow here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Good luck tonight, everybody, and we will see you.